Two testimonies. The first one is John Osborne, who's 30 years old from Lowell, Massachusetts. So, John, come tell us how God has been good to you.
How you doing, guys? I'm Jonathan Osborne. I'm from Lowell, Massachusetts. So I'm going to pretty much give you my testimony here. I've never done this, obviously. But in a nutshell, I'll tell you about my past without actually getting into my past. To keep it simple, I grew up as a Catholic, very strict Catholic, Irish Catholic. Veered off far away from that very early on in my life. I have broken every commandment that God has given us. So that's my past in a nutshell. But throughout my time in the things I've done in my life, there's one main thing that has happened to me that pretty much paved the way to my destruction. In life, in relationships, and with my freedom. This event actually happened with my father. When I was very young, my father tried to murder me and my sister. We'll get to that after. I'm just like kind of giving you a starting point here. I don't want any empathy or nothing sympathy from it. I mean, more empathy, but anyways. Throughout my time of destruction, I would literally set my world on fire and watch it burn in the eyes of my loved ones, and I was completely against God. I didn't know God, didn't know Jesus. My beef was with Jesus at one point in time. I actually used to say before I came here was that, if the devil had an army, he lost a general by me coming to this program in the St. Matthew's house. This was a seed sowed many years ago, but I wasn't ready. As many people in addiction, they have to fall a few times in order to finally be broken. I did that my second time in prison. And finally, I had nowhere else to go. I am currently on drug court. I'm still paying my dues for my wrongs, but I'm doing it the right way. I'm doing it through this program. Coming through this program, I've accepted Jesus in my life. He is my Savior and God is my rock. And according to, and this is the thing that's so amazing about our God is that through all this and learning about spiritual law and how we're supposed to lead our lives and be disciples of Christ, that just recently I actually reached out to my father. And through my walk here, I've forgiven him. And I've actually spoken to him, and he is he has found God too. Isn't that ironic, huh? To completely pass. At one point in time, I would visualize actually doing what he was trying to do to me to him. But now, we have something that we can build off of. And that's Jesus and God, I don't carry the weight of that incident. I've forgiven him, and there's boundaries there, But the fact of the matter is that things like that don't bother me like they do anymore because Jesus is working in me. So now moving forward through the program, I'm actually about to jump into school to be a drug counselor. I would like to tell my full testimony in due time, but I don't have all that time right now. So that's me in a nutshell, guys. Thank you.